All right, I think we should get started. You ready, Carla? Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the May 11th meeting of the Portland City Council. Would you please call the roll?
Fish.
Here.
Saltzman.
Here.
Novick.
Here.
Fritz. Hales.
Here. Oh, there she is. Good morning, Commissioner. Welcome, everyone. We have our usual council business today, but we also have some special guests and some special business because it's Rose Festival season, and we'll turn to that in a moment. We'll take the first-time certains, and then we'll move on to communications. But first, we want to welcome the students, the third-grade students from Sunnyside. Good morning. We make an exception and applaud for students here. Had a chance to talk with them a little bit before council about the history of the building, and they stumped me with a couple of questions. So they've been studying hard both history and geology. So when you stump the mayor on the first try, you know that you're learning well. So smart kids from Sunnyside, we're really happy to have you here. That one of the questions that I didn't know the answer to was, where did the sandstone for this building come from? Because there's not sandstone in Oregon. So there you go. Whoever gets the answer first can stump somebody else. And then, of course, we have our Rose Festival court this morning, and we'll get to those two items next because it's that time of the year, and we're very happy about that. So would you please read items 474 and 475, please?
474, presentation from the 2016 Portland Rose Festival and Rose Festival Court. And 475, grant revocable permits to the Portland Rose Festival Foundation to perform activities relating to Portland Rose Festival annual celebration from May 27 through June 12, 2016.
Well, the Rose Festival is everybody's favorite time of year, and certainly mine as well, and Nancy's here. We had a chance to meet the court this morning, and we're looking forward to hearing from them, but let's bring up Jeff Curtis, Executive Director of the Rose Festival, and Frank Chen, to tell us about this year's celebration.
Good morning. Thank you, Mayor Hales, fellow commissioners. I'm Jeff Curtis, the CEO of the Rose Festival Foundation. It's a pleasure to be up here and speak with you this morning. And you're going to hear a little bit about the Rose Festival itself from Frank and the court. But I thought I would just take some time to paint a little different perspective. You know, I've done this job for 12 years in front of fellow councils, and I never take it for granted. It's always a big day in our cycle of planning to come in front of council and give you a preview and ultimately have the ordinance that essentially gives us the green light to produce these world-class parades. But I thought I would just take a brief moment and share with you about the role of special events in general and do it from a personal perspective, because many people don't know that I have the privilege of being on the world board of the International Festival and Events Association. So I've had a role of traveling to different festivals across the country, a few across the globe, including Boryeon, Korea for the Mud Festival, to a carnival in France. And while I work in this capacity as the CEO to produce this world-class festival that we're all very proud of, over 12 years I've gathered a lot of knowledge and helped the industry in different ways. I'm proud of that. But one of the things that's grew on me that's culminating really this year my friends at the Rose Festival Foundation's board support is that, you know, there's an incredible place for special events in society. And it's this movement that special events are not just special, they are essential. Some of the best cities across the globe embrace special events as part of their culture. And it's more importantly the people. It gives people this great pride in their community to come together and celebrate the great quality of life, where they live, how they live, and essentially creates a healthier economy and a healthier society. So that's a movement that you're going to hear more about from the Rose Festival here in Portland, but it's going to grow. We're having conversations nationally, internationally about the role special events can play in the growth and development of cities and communities, because there's a place to play. And there's no other greater example than from a historical perspective that I'd like to share something from 1905. The great Mayor Hales, it was the great Mayor Harry Lane, who's the father of the Rose Festival, but he knew this concept over 100 years ago, and it's humbling to read it and to understand it and to have this role that we play every day to produce the Rose Festival. But this is, he had this statement that he read as to the Board of Governors after the big Lewis and Clark event that was actually the Rose Festival was born out of in 1905. The actual Rose Festival started in 1907. But the Oregon Daily Journal posted something, his speech. I'm going to do an excerpt of it. I'm going to read it to you because actually this year the Rose Festival's official charity is SMART. And so in honoring them, we have a program called Oregon Reads Aloud. And I'm going to take a moment to read an excerpt from the Oregon Daily Journal from October of 1905 from Mayor Lane, who was speaking to the Board of Governors from the Lewis and Clark Centennial Celebration. And it reads as follows, and this is his words. "It's nothing more than a wild dream, but I believe if the people would take hold of this proposition, it would be one of the greatest things ever attempted." And keep in mind, he's speaking in the context of the creation of a Rose Festival. "This would be the greatest permanent advertising for the city that was ever attempted and make Portland's fame as the Rose City worldwide. In this way, Portland would become famous. Instead of going to other places, people would come to Portland. All that would be necessary would be to get them started, and they would come and bring their friends for the summer. What Los Angeles is a winter resort, Portland, with its delightful climate, would be a summer resort. Let the civic improvement spirit take hold of by the people. Let them plant roses, which grow here in the summer, but with little care. Let them park in the streets and plant hedges of fir trees. We will have a successful, beautiful, green and red city, green with fir and red with roses. Let the people paint their houses and continue public improvements. Let the great railroads make this a center and a great seaport that will soon have the most wonderful and most famous city in the United States." And I read that with this great sense of pride that is my role as CEO and the staff and the board that puts on this festival. That's why we do what we do. And that's a movement that we're having conversations with cities across the country. And I think Mr. Lane had it right. So with that said, we work with obviously a great team of volunteers. I want to introduce Frank Chin, volunteer, been on our board for a number of years, the president of the Portland Rose Festival Foundation. Frank.
Thank you, Jeff. My name is Frank Chin. I'm president of the Portland Rose Festival Foundation. Good morning, Mayor Hales and city commissioners. I am pleased and honored to be here representing the board and staff of the Portland Rose Festival Foundation. First, I would like to take a little time to acknowledge one of your valuable and are valuable board member, Ms. Leslie Goodlow, who is chair of our court and also works for the city. And you guys should be proud of her because the way she represents our organization and your organization is outstanding. So please acknowledge Leslie. Last summer, we chose a really fun theme for the 2016 Rose Festival: excessive celebration. What does that mean? Excessive celebration, think of excessive celebration as showing off your happy dance. There's no penalty for showing your excitement for your favorite events. We even have a special referee this year to encourage everyone to have a great time. In just a minute, I will bring the Rose Festival court up to give you a preview of this year's Portland Rose Festival. But before I do, I have three specific things to share on the overall status of the Portland Rose Festival. First, the Rose Festival is stable. The private sector continues to support the nonprofit Portland Rose Festival Foundation through corporate sponsorship, attending events, and making charitable donations. On the corporate side, five premier sponsors stand out. They are Fred Meyer, Portland General Electric, Spirit Mountain Casino, Alaska Airlines, Regents Blue Cross Blue Shield of Oregon. Second, the Rose Festival is sustainable. This year, we are celebrating the 109th Portland Rose Festival, the 40th anniversary of the Starlight Parade, and the 20th anniversary of our world-famous cleanest and greenest parade cleanup program. And third, the Rose Festival is successful. We continue to be the largest civic celebration on the West Coast, and we garner international attention and accolades from the international events industry. And as the official festival of the City of Portland, we create huge successes for the city itself, generating over $70 million in economic impact annually. Now, I would like to bring up this year's Rose Festival Court. As they come up, here are a few interesting statistics about this incredible group of young leaders. We have 12 seniors and 3 juniors on the court. They have an average GPA of 3.69. They play a total of 13 different sports competitively, ranging from soccer to taekwondo. Some were born right here in Portland, but an equal amount of them were born elsewhere across the country and 3 different continents. All 15 love the city of Portland. Council, I present the 2016 Rose Festival Court to give you a preview of the 2016 Portland Rose Festival.
Hello, we are the 2016 Rose Festival Court, presented by United Community Credit Union. We'd like to introduce ourselves and tell you what's happening during this year's Rose Festival. Emily.
I'm Emily, and I'm from St. Mary's Academy. The highlight of my Rose Festival experience has always been the Spirit Mountain Casino Grand Floral Parade. Growing up, my father would wake up early and drive me downtown to find the best spot for parade viewing. Don't miss the parade that started it all Saturday, June 11th. Watch for dancing groups, amazing horses, marching bands, and all floral floats, including the new mini floats, which represent communities from around the region. You can watch it from the street, inside Veteran Memorial Coliseum, or live on KPTV Fox Channel 12.
Olivia.
I'm Olivia from Grant High School. When I'm not in the studio taking dance classes, I'm outside with my friends, hiking around Oregon, enjoying the beautiful scenery. Hike or dance your way down the Grand Floral Parade route at the pre-parade Bank of the West Grand Floral Walk. Wear a funky costume or a branded t-shirt as you walk the walk past hundreds of thousands of spectators cheering you on. There's no better way to get your 10,000 steps in.
Katie.
I'm Katie from Roosevelt High School. Some things in my life are essential, like doing my morning yoga, ceramics, or playing the flute. Other things in my life are worth celebrating, like cheering on my favorite team at Providence Park with 20,000 other screaming fans. This year, the Portland Rose Festival is merging both worlds to spread the word about excessive celebration, because everybody needs celebration in their life. Show your support for the festival when you use hashtag EventsAreEssential on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Mariella.
I'm Mariella, and I'm from Central Catholic High School. When it comes to Rose Festival events, my favorite is City Fair on the Waterfront. I love visiting new vendors and trying delicious foods. Bring your family and friends to the fair for 3 weekends of fun. Make crafts in the kids' zone, pet a baby tiger at Walk on the Wild Side, and hop on your favorite carnival rides. It all starts on May 27th with opening night fireworks, presented by Oregon Live.
Melissa.
I'm Melissa, and I'm from Parkrose High School. Athletics are my passion. I play water polo, compete on swim and tennis teams, and have been awarded Athlete of the Year 3 years in a row. Bring out the athlete in you when you register your foursome to the 6th annual Jim Neal Memorial Golf Tournament. This tournament supports the Portland Rose Festival Foundation on Friday, August 12th at the East Moreland Golf Course. We'll see you on the green.
Stephanie.
I'm Stephanie from David Douglas High School, and I'm in my element when I'm working on theater productions such as Seussical, the Musical, and The Audience. Every theater at you, when you join the Rose Festival's Character Cloud Corps, brush up on your cloudy now, and you could be a member of the Cloud Corps in 2017, marking the 10th year of this community program. Led by the beloved Cloud Prince, this group of colorful comics is sure to bring laughter and smiles to audiences everywhere.
Brianna.
I'm Brianna from Jefferson High School. I love spending time with my friends. We never miss a school game. Always there to show our demo pride. Show pride for your community by helping keep the streets of Portland clean and green. 2016 marks the 20th year the Portland Rose Festival has been named the cleanest and greenest festival. working hard to keep the post-parade streets spotless. Look for brand new clown characters at the festival. The Green Stooges, showing you how to clean up with a laugh.
Abby!
I'm Abby, and I'm from Franklin High School. Each year, my birthday falls right around the same time as my favorite Rose Festival event, the PGE Solve Starlight Parade. There is no better place to have a birthday party. This year marks the 40th anniversary of this glowing nighttime parade. That's 40 years of illuminated floats, special entries, and marching bands. Be it downtown or watch it live on KPTV, Fox Channel 12, on Saturday, June 4th at 8:30 p.m.
Caitlin!
I'm Caitlin from Cleveland High School. In my spare time, I enjoy watching football with my friends and hitting the slopes on Mount Hood Meadows with my family. Invite your friends and family to come join us to see who will be crowned this year's Queen of Rosaria. The Queen's Coronation, presented by Unitas Community Credit Union, takes place on June 11th at 8:30 a.m. at the Veterans Memorial Coliseum. Watch the crowning take place right before the Grand Floral Parade. We appreciate your support.
Abigail.
I'm Abigail, and I'm from Madison High School. I enjoy visiting downtown Portland and taking pictures of the buildings beneath the city streets. Make your way downtown for a series of concerts taking place this season in the Rose Zone. Join us for the second ever post-parade starlight after party, or take another concert partner with your favorite radio stations. The Brew Show is featuring Chevelle, Bulls Country Fest headlined by Houston Corbin and Granger Smith, or King's H2O show Everclear. Get ready to rock in Waterfront Park.
Ariana!
I'm Ariana from Westview High School, representing the Metro West area. I love going to the Fred Meyer Junior Parade and seeing smiling kids take part in this truly special Portland tradition. Show your support for local youth by joining us for this year's parade on Wednesday, June 8th in the Hollywood District. Watch floats, community groups, baton twirlers, marching bands, and dance teams go by. Can't see it in person? Watch the telecast live on KPTV, Fox Channel 12.
Grace!
I'm Grace from Centennial High School, representing the Metro East area. In the future, I plan to work in the nonprofit or public service sector, focusing on education. In fact, my fellow students and I started our own nonprofit, which operates a mobile food pantry around our school district. Did you know, the Portland Rose Festival Foundation is also a nonprofit organization. You can show your support by becoming a friend of the festival and receive a variety of benefits to enjoy during this year's celebration. Or simply make a tax-deductible donation at rosefestival.org.
Esty.
I'm Esty from Wilson High School. I'm proud of the goals I've achieved in my life, like becoming ASB Vice President, joining the National Honor Society, and competing in cross country. Set your goal to participate in a different kind of cross country race, the shortest half marathon yet. Join us on Sunday, May 29th for the Point One Run, a 528-foot race inside the gates of City Fair. And stay tuned for more information about the official Rose Festival Half Marathon coming soon.
Thank you for hosting the 2016 Rose Festival Court, presented by Unitas Community Credit Union. We'll see you at the Rose Festival.
Thank you, ladies. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Great to have you here, and we're looking forward to the festival very much. Okay. You have pins for us.
Thank you very much.
Very much.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Very kind. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. All right. We do need to take action on one of these items because it's actually a revocable permit. So is there anyone else that wants to speak on item number 475? If not, then let's take a vote, please, to approve that ordinance.
It's a wonderful annual ritual, Mayor, and every year we get to witness these remarkable young women who compete for this honor and then come and share the story. So thank you, ladies, and congratulations. And I think all of us will be with you on Saturday for the St. John's Parade, where we get to know you even better. So I'm very pleased today to support this resolution or ordinance. Aye.
Saltzman.
Thank you, Court, for being here today. We appreciate it. Aye.
Milzik?
So I have to do a special shout-out to Grace Ramstad of the Court, who, among her other civic activities, is working with doctors and other youth advocates and with my office to try to persuade school districts to push high school start times to later in the morning so that teenagers can get the sleep their bodies need. Thank you, Grace. Aye.
Prince.
This is one of my favorite council items of the year, and thank you for coming to show Portlanders that there's a lot of great women in our public schools and our private schools who, this is just, the things that you shared with us today are just a smattering of the things that you do, I know. I was taking a picture of Ariana from Westview because my son Luke teaches there, and so she's nodding, yeah. So it's and then I saw Abigail at the Multnomah Youth Commission's candidate fair. So that these young women are going to be everywhere for the next several weeks for the Rose Festival, and I know that they're going to be coming back and enriching Portland society after they've gone to college and done great things. I love the theme of excessive celebration. That's always seemed to me to be the silliest of the college football rules, that you can't celebrate when you do something really great. So this is something that's really great, and it is a festival. Reference was made to the father of the festival. I believe I'm the mother of saying that it should be the Portland's official festival, and this is our only festival that we recognize as a city event. And so I'm looking forward to working with the foundation and the next mayor and the police with making sure we can bring the half marathon back next year. And I know that others on the council share that goal. Next year is the centennial of the Washington Park Rose Garden. It was great to hear the reading of the discussion about how this could become a destination. Indeed, there's lots of great things to do in Portland's parks and everywhere around Portland in association with the Rose Festival. And as I'm reminded every time the mayor reads a proclamation, this is the City of Roses, and we should be celebrating it and enjoying. And it's great that people can come down to the parade. I encourage everybody to join the Grand Floral Walk. It is indeed the best way to get one's 10,000 steps for two reasons. Well, three reasons. One, you get to watch the Queen being crowned at the beginning. Second, you get the steps, and people have been waiting for hours and hours for something to happen on the parade route after they've staked out their spot, so they're so glad to see anybody. So they just completely go very, very happy to see walkers regardless. And then third of all, they save seats at the end, so you get the best spot in the parade because the seats are saved for you, and you get to see the entire parade walk past at the end. So it's very, very fun. I'll look forward to seeing the Court, probably at the St. John's Parade this Saturday, and various other events around town. This is not just a downtown event. This is an event or a series of events that brings joy throughout our city, and I'm very, very proud to support it and to vote aye on this resolution.
Well, the Rose Festival is not only a great tradition, but it's just a great event for us as a family of neighbors and friends. It's great in several ways, I think. One is that it does, as the mayor in 1905 suggested, bring a lot of visitors to town. And we had this experience a couple months ago with the World Indoor Track and Field event. We had it with the MLS All-Star Game as well. And when people come to our city, we see our home through fresh eyes, and they are dazzled by our city. And they were at those events, and I know they will be at Rose Festival. And so they see the beauty of our city and its many assets in a way that maybe we take for granted. So that's always a blessing. Secondly, it is great to come together as a community. And the Rose Festival provides lots of different kinds of activities. Some people want to go to a concert, and they will. Some people love a parade. I do, and I always will be there. And then some people love the carnival activities on the waterfront. And so a whole variety of Portlanders get to experience the Rose Festival in the ways they like the best. So I think the diversity of activity that you provide is one of the strengths of the effort and of the organization. And then finally, this celebration of young leaders is something that all of us as leaders need to cultivate and encourage. So these young women are part of our city's future. We're happy about that. We're happy about the opportunity to get to know you and to lift you up as leaders in our community. We're very proud of you. So looking forward to the whole season very much. Very happy to approve this and make it official. Aye. Thank you all very much. We'll see you on Saturday. Okay. we need to move